So you have a Star Wars script for me.
Yes, sir, I do. And this one's all about a young Han Solo.
Sounds kind of unnecessary.
Well, look at it this way. Aren't all movies unnecessary?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm sold.
Great.
So what happens in the movie?
Well, Han lives on this planet, Corellia, and he's basically a slave for a giant evil worm crime boss, Lady Proxima.
Oh, wow. She sounds interesting.
Yeah, super interesting. So she's barely gonna be in it.
Oh.
Yeah, Han's gonna expose her to sunlight, and she's gonna burn and go back into the sewers.
But how does a giant worm that can't be exposed to sunlight run a crime syndicate from the sewers? I have so many questions.
Well, that's too bad, because we're moving on.
All right, then.
So anyway, Han's gonna try to escape with his girlfriend Kira, but they're gonna get separated.
Bummer.
Yeah, and he's gonna join the Imperial Army so he can become a pilot and go back and save her.
Well, that's nice of him.
Mm-hmm, and so that's how he's gonna get his name.
What?
The guy who signs him up into the army is like, do you have a people? And Han's like, no. So the guy's like, okay, let's just say your last name is Solo, because you're alone.
So Han Solo wasn't his real name?
Nope, and now everybody's gonna know how he got it.
I just assumed that was his name, so I don't feel any different now that I know.
Yeah, well, it's an origin story, so I kind of made my way through the stuff we kind of know about him and provided specific explanations for all of them.
Once again, that seems unnecessary.
You're unnecessary.
That makes me feel inferior, and now I feel like I need your approval, so keep going.
Great. So we're also gonna provide some backstory on Han's golden dice.
Han has dice?
Yeah, you could kind of see them in the original trilogy, and they show up in The Last Jedi.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't realize they were that important.
They weren't really, but we're gonna provide some backstory for them that's gonna blow people's minds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so they're like a good luck charm or something.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what they are. Once again, I don't feel any different now that I know that.
We're also gonna explain how Han got his blaster.
How did that happen?
Someone gave it to him.
Right, that makes sense.
And we're also gonna explain why he calls Chewbacca Chewie.
Oh, why is that?
Because he thinks Chewbacca is too long to say.
I feel like we had all figured that out on our own already.
Well, we're gonna spell it out.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, then Han's gonna be in the Imperial Army for 3 years.
Wow, Han Solo in the Imperial Army? That's gonna be super interesting to see.
Sounds pretty nuts, right?
Oh yeah.
So anyway, we're gonna skip right past that.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, we're just gonna jump to the very tail end of it.
All right, if you say so.
I do. So then Han's gonna meet this guy Beckett, who has a crew, and they're gonna fly away from the war zone.
Okay.
But before that, Han's gonna get thrown into a jail pit thing, and that's where he's gonna meet Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewie, what's he doing there?
Oh, he's being kept as a prisoner there, and also he kills and eats people.
What?
Yeah, so he's gonna try to do that to Han.
Wow, it's gonna be hard for Han to get out of that situation.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it turns out Han can speak Chewbacca's language, so they become friends and escape together.
How does Han speak Chewbacca's language?
Because I wrote that in the script.
But when did he learn that?
When I wrote it in the script.
Fair enough.
So anyway, Han and Chewie are gonna go on a heist with Beckett and his crew to steal some hyperfuel coaxium stuff.
Okay.
But it's gonna go wrong and some of Beckett's crew are gonna die, like his girlfriend's gonna blow herself up.
Wow, he must be devastated.
He's barely gonna be affected by it.
Oh, okay then.
So then Beckett's gonna explain that they were actually stealing the stuff for this guy Dryden Voss, and he's gonna be mad.
Okay.
So they're gonna go see him at this gangster place, and Han's gonna run into Kira.
His girlfriend Kira that he's doing all of this for?
That's the one.
So his whole motivation was to get a ship and fly back to her, but now she's there?
Now she's there.
Feels like you just messed up the emotional drive of the movie.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So as it turns out, she works for Voss now.
Oh, so earlier when you jumped forward 3 years, that was just so she could have time to join Voss's crew?
You got me.
I thought that was a weird time jump. Like, how was Han not able to get his hands on a ship for 3 years?
Yeah, I just needed 3 years to pass for the story to work.
Yeah, I see that now.
So Voss is gonna wanna kill Han and Beckett and Chewie, but they're gonna be like, wait, we can steal a bunch of unrefined coaxium for you.
Okay.
But Voss is gonna be like, first of all, that stuff explodes if you don't refine it fast enough, and second, I don't want this traced back to me in any way.
Right.
So they're like, well, we're not attached to you in any way, so it can't be traced back to you.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so that sells him on it, and then he's like, take my second in command Kira with you.
What?
Yeah, he wants her to keep an eye on things.
But you just said the whole thing is that he doesn't want it traced back to him.
That's right.
Feels like sending his second in command is pretty traceable.
Well, I want her to be there, though.
Right, but you just said that—
I know, but I want her to be there, though.
Well, okay, if that's what you want.
It is. So then they're gonna go see Lando Calrissian, because they need his ship.
Uh-huh.
And he has this droid companion, L3, who has a wacky personality.
Okay, good. I was getting worried there wasn't gonna be a wacky droid in this movie.
Yeah, and she's all about equal rights and freedom for droids.
Very wacky.
Yeah, and later she's gonna die, and they're gonna kinda implant her consciousness into the Millennium Falcon.
Oh my god, that's awful.
No, it's gonna be kind of a sweet moment.
The droid that was all about freedom gets gets her consciousness trapped in a ship for eternity.
Right, isn't that sweet?
It sounds absolutely horrifying from her perspective, like the last thing she would have wanted.
Right, but we're gonna play it like it's a sweet thing.
They made her into a prisoner. It's like something out of Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nice moment. So anyway, they're all gonna go on another heist together.
Very exciting.
And the coaxium's about to explode, so they have to take a shortcut on the Kessel Run.
Oh, we're gonna show the Kessel Run that Han was talking about in A New Hope.
Yeah, instead of leaving it to the imagination, we're gonna show people exactly what happened and kind of take the mystery out of it.
So how did it go down?
Well, they run into a giant tentacle monster thing.
Giant testicle monsters are tight.
No, I said tentacle.
Oh.
And there's gonna be a black hole thing, and they're gonna have to escape the black hole thing and the monster. It's gonna be nuts.
The monster lives next to a black hole?
Yeah, I guess it does.
I guess my questions are, why does it live there, and what does it eat if nobody passes through there?
Those are good questions.
Thank you.
So anyway, the characters are gonna...
Oh, you're not gonna answer the questions.
No, I'm not. So anyway, the characters are gonna go bring the coaxium to Voss.
Okay.
But then everyone's gonna betray each other, and Beckett's gonna shoot Voss's guards and run away with the coaxium.
Why wouldn't he shoot Voss too?
Because I want Voss to stay alive for a final fight.
Right, but it doesn't make sense for Beckett to shoot the guards and not him.
Yeah, but I want Voss to stay alive for a final fight.
Well, okay then.
So then there's a final fight and Voss dies.
Right.
And then we're gonna find out that Kira is evil because she has a Skype call with Darth Maul.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he goes by Maul now.
I'm confused, so this takes place before Phantom Menace?
No, he didn't actually die in Phantom Menace.
Are fans gonna get that?
Real fans will. We covered it in some animated stuff.
But what about everyone else?
Eh, they'll figure it out. He has robot legs that you could kind of make out.
Alright, well, cameos are fun, I guess.
And then Maul's gonna ignite his dual lightsaber.
Why would he do that?
Well, the audience really liked that about him, so we're gonna show it.
Right, but he's like Skyping with Kira, right?
Yeah.
And he just lights up his lightsaber to show her?
I guess.
Huh. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a risk to make a movie about such a well-loved character.
Well, if we're not taking risks, we're not doing anything worthwhile.
Well, I gotta agree with you on that one.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. If you did, we have a lot more of these on the channel, so be sure to check those out. Also, maybe share this one with your friends on Facebook and Twitter, MySpace, I don't know. And let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Thanks for watching, and check back soon for a new one.
Bye-bye.